Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Memor by Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Menachos, Daf Yud Beis. The first perek, Kol Menachos. This perek has been generously sponsored by Mr. Dov Elias, with Zecher Nishmas, Mrs. Elias's father, Rav Moshe Horn, Ov Hashem, Rav Moshe Manas ben Yaakov Yitzchak. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah teaches that if one performs kmitzah with the intent to eat its shiraim, or kazayitz of its shiraim, b'chutz, outside the azara, or to burn the komets, or kazayis of it, or the lavona, b'chutz, the mincha is possible, but does not obligate karis for eating it. If he intended to eat shiraim or burn komets or lavona the next day, it's pigel and obligates karis. The Mishnah presents a rule. Anyone who performs kmitzah, places the komets in the kli sharis, brings it or burns it on the mizbeach, intending lechol davar shadar chalechol, to eat something meant to be eaten, lahakter davar shadar chalechol, or to burn something meant to be burned, chutz l'mkomo, outside his prescribed place, it's possible but does not obligate karis. But if he intended to eat it or burn it chutz l'zmano, beyond its time, it's pigel and obligates karis. Ubavad shiakrav amatu kmitzvaso, provided that the permitter is offered according to its requirements, meaning that the komets, which permits the minchas shiraim to be eaten, was offered without additional disqualifying intent. The Mishnah illustrates numerous cases of this principle. Point number two, the Gemara, according to the opinion that shiraim shechasu, if the shiraim became deficient between the kmitzah and haktara, one may still burn the komets, about which we ruled that the shiraim may not be eaten. What is the halacha whether burning the komets will effectively establish pigel, v'lafkinu midei me'ila, and remove them from being subject to me'ila? Rav Huna says that even though Rabbi Kiva said, Zrika ma'elis yotze, throwing the blood is effective to remove me'ila from kachim which left the azor before Zrika, that's only for the disqualification of yotze, the eise be'ene, since the carbon still exists, upasam machim zdavar acheru, and its disqualification is external, meaning the airspace of Yerushalayim. But regarding chisaron, deficiency, the psula de gufehu, which is an intrinsic disqualification, the haktar would not remove me'ila. Rava says the opposite. Even though Rabbi Eliezer says Zrika does not remove Me'ila from Yotze, that's only for Yotze, the Leisa Bifnim, which is not inside the Azara, but Chisaron, which is inside the Azara, Zrika would remove it from Me'ila. Rava later retracts based on a brisa, but Abai deflects as proof. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Lecho kachatzi zayis, lahakdir kachatzi zayis. If one intended to eat a half zayis of shiraim and to burn a half zayis of komets the next day, kosher, the mincha is valid, she'ein achilu of haktar mitzdarfim, because intentions for eating and burning do not combine to a kazayis. The Gemara infers that these intentions do not combine because they are about different acts. But if he intends to eat a chatzi zayis of shiraim and eat a chatzi zayis of something not normally eaten, such as the komets, it would combine to invalidate the mincha. But the previous Mishnah taught that intent to eat davar shein darcho lechol is not effective at all. Rabbi Yirmiyah says this Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer, who disagrees and holds mechashim achilas adam achilas mizbeach. One can have intent about something meant for human consumption to be consumed by the mizbeach, uma achilas mizbeach achilas adam, and have intent about something meant for the mizbeach's consumption to be consumed by a person. Therefore, these two intentions can combine. Abai explains the Mishnah differently. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah teaches that if one performs kmitzah with the intent to eat its shiraim, or kazayitz of its shiraim, b'chutz, outside the azor, or to burn the komets, or kazayitz of it, or the lavona, b'chutz, the mincha is possible but does not obligate karis for eating it. If he intended to eat shiraim or burn komets or lavona the next day, it's pigel and obligates karis. The Mishnah presents a rule. Anyone who performs kmitzah, places the komets in the kli sharis, brings it or burns it on the mizbeach, intending lechol davar shadar chalechol, to eat something meant to be eaten, lahakter davar shadar chalechol, or to burn something meant to be burned, chutz l'mkomo, outside his prescribed place, it's possible but does not obligate karis. But if he intended to eat it or burn it chutz l'zmano, beyond its time, it's pigel and obligates karis. Ubavad shiakrav amatu kmitzvaso, provided that the permitter is offered according to its requirements, meaning that the komets, which permits the minchas shiraim to be eaten, was offered without additional disqualifying intent. The Mishnah illustrates numerous cases of this principle. Point number two, the Gemara, so according to the opinion that Shiraim Shechasu, if the Shiraim became deficient between the Kemitzah and Haktara, one may still burn the Komets, about which we rule that the Shiraim may not be eaten. Mao de Tahanigal Haktara le Mikbe'inu be'figol. What is the halacha whether burning the Komets will effectively establish Pigol, v'lafkinu mide me'ila, and remove them from being subject to me'ila? Rav Huna says that even though Rabbi Kiva said, Zrika Ma'elis Yotze, throwing the blood, is effective to remove Me'ila from Kachim, which left the Azor before Zrika, that's only for the disqualification of Yotze, the Eise Be'ene, since the carbon still exists, Upasim Machmas Davra Acheru, and its disqualification is external, meaning the airspace of Yerushalayim. But regarding Chisaron, deficiency, the Psula de Gufehu, which is an intrinsic disqualification, the Haktar would not remove Me'ila. Rava says the opposite. Even though Rebbe Eliezer says Zrika does not remove Me'ila from Yotze, that's only for Yotze, the Leis Bifnim, which is not inside the Azara, but Chisaron, which is inside the Azara, Zrika would remove it from Me'ila. Rava later retracts based on a brisa, but Abai deflects as proof. And point number three, the next mission states, Lecho kachatzi zayis, l'haktir kachatzi zayis. If one intended to eat a half zayis of shiraim and to burn a half zayis of komets the next day, kasher, the mincha is valid, she'ein achilu of haktar mitzdarfim, because intentions for eating and burning do not combine to a kazayis. The Gemara infers that these intentions do not combine because they are about different acts. Ha'lecho v'lecho davar she'ein darcho lecho mitzdarif. But if he intends to eat a chatzi zayis of shiraim and eat a chatzi zayis of something not normally eaten, such as the komets, it would combine to invalidate the mincha. But the previous Mishnah taught that intent to eat davar she'ein darcho lecho is not effective at all. Rabbi Yirmiyah says this mission is Rabbi Eliezer, who disagrees and holds mechashim machilos adam machilos mizbeach. One can have intent about something meant for human consumption to be consumed by the mizbeach, uma achilos mizbeach achilos adam, and have intent about something meant for the mizbeach's consumption to be consumed by a person. Therefore, these two intentions can combine. Abai explains the mission differently. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Yud Beis, and our standard Siman is 12 brothers. 12 brothers, so here goes. The oldest of 12 Kohen brothers who helped his siblings remember that chutz l'zmano with a mincha is chayev kares, whereas chutz l'mkomo is not, by writing the word kares on a big clock, and then challenged them by holding up a bowl where the shiraim had become deficient between the kemitzah and the haketara, and asked if burning the komets can affect pigel or remove Me'ila. Had his two youngest brothers dressed in Achila and Haktara costumes stand far away from each other to teach that Achila v'Haktara aim at starfin. Once again, slow motion. The oldest of 12 Kohen brothers. 12 brothers? That must move on Daf Yud Beis. The oldest of 12 Kohen brothers who helped his siblings remember that chutz l'zmano with a mincha is chayv karas, whereas chutz l'mkomo is not, by writing the word karas on a big clock, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that if one performs kemitzah with the intent to eat shiraim or a kazayis of a shiraim, b'chutz, outside the azara, or to burn the komets or a kazayis of it, or the lavona b'chutz, the mincha is possible, but doesn't obligate karas for eating it. If you intend to eat the shiraim or burn komets or the lavona the next day, it's pigel and obligates karas. So the oldest of 12 Kohen brothers who helped his siblings remember that chutz l'zmano with a mincha is chayv karas, whereas chutz l'mkomo is not, by writing the word karas on a big clock, and then challenged them by holding up a bowl where the shiraim had become deficient between the kemitzah and the haktar, and asked if burning the komets can affect pigel or remove me'ila, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if burning the komets for shiraim shechasru can affect pigel or remove me'ila. So the oldest of 12 Kohen brothers who helped his siblings remember that chutz l'zmano with a mincha is chayv karas, whereas chutz l'mkomo is not, by writing the word karas on a big clock, and then challenged them by holding up a bowl where the shiraim had become deficient between the kemitzah and the haktar, and asked if burning the komets can affect pigel or remove me'ila. Had his two youngest brothers dressed in achila and haktara costumes stand far away from each other to teach that achila v'haktara aim at starfing, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Lecho kachatzi zayis, l'haktir kachatzi zayis. If one intended to eat a half zayis of shiraim and to burn a half zayis of komets the next day, kasher, the mincha is valid, she'ein achil v'haktar mit starfing, because intentions for eating and burning do not combine to a kazayis. So once again, the oldest of 12 Kohen brothers who helped his siblings remember that chutz l'zmano with a mincha is chayv karas, whereas chutz l'mkomo is not, by writing the word karas on a big clock, and then challenged them by holding up a bowl where the shiraim had become deficient between the kemitzah and the haktar, and asked if burning the komets can affect pigel or remove me'ila. Had his two youngest brothers dressed in achila and haktara costumes stand far away from each other to teach that achila v'haktara ain't mitzdarfin. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Dav Ches. So the siman Dav Ches is challah, and we often use a baker in the siman. So here goes. The Kohen challah baker. Challah baker. That must be more on Dav Ches. The Kohen challah baker preparing a minchas chavitin for the Kohen Gadol by sanctifying the halves in two separate bowls, which reminds us, regarding the chavitin Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol is mincha made of a nisaron of flour divided in half and brought in the morning and evening. Rav Yochanan says, in a kadosh chatzayin, it cannot be sanctified in halves in separate kelim, but must be placed together into one kli. Morazer says, mitosh shekrevel of chatzayin, kadosh chatzayin. Since it's offered in halves, it can be sanctified in halves. So the Kohen challah baker preparing a minchas chavitin for the Kohen Gadol by sanctifying the halves in two separate bowls organizes flour, oil, and avonah separately on the table since they can be sanctified alone for various menachos, which reminds us the Gemara brings a machlokas whether one can sanctify flour alone, shemen alone, or lavona alone, or they must be sanctified together. So the Kohen challah baker preparing a minchas chavitin for the Kohen Gadol by sanctifying the halves in two separate bowls organizes flour, oil, and lavona separately on the table since they can be sanctified alone for various menachos and next to the mizrak where he had sanctified solids as well. Which reminds us, we learned that mizrakos can be mekadosh solids. Rav Acha Medifti asked Rav Yehuda how a pasuk can prove that a mizrak can be mekadosh solids since this mincha is liquid since it's described as belua mixed with oil. He answered, the pasuk is only necessary for the dry elements within the mincha, meaning some particles of flour inevitably did not become mixed into the oil and remain dry. Since they too became sanctified, we see that a mizrak can be mekadosh dry solids. Alternatively, you can answer, mincha l'gabei dam ki yavish damya. A mincha, even mixed with oil, is considered solid relative to blood, which is the normal usage of the mizrak. Daf Tes, so the simmer Daf Tes is tea or a teapot. So here goes. At the cake and tea stand, that must be on Daf Tes, tea. At the cake and tea stand set up right outside the Azara, a man who is mixing oil into a mincha, which reminds us, Amrayim discuss blala chutz l'chomos Azara. If one mixed a mincha's flour with oil outside the Azara, Rabbi Yochanan says it's invalid. Reish Lakish says it's valid because the pasuk mentions pouring the oil and placing the lavona before mentioning Kohanim taking the kamitza, indicating that Kohanim are required, and since Kohuna is not required, doing it inside the Azara is also not required. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. So at the cake and tea stand set up right outside the Azara, a man who was mixing oil into a mincha was approached by a kohen asking him for some flour to fill in for a mincha, which became deficient before a kamitza, which reminds us, Amrayim discussed mincha shechasra kodem kamitza, a mincha, which became deficient before kamitza. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yavi mitoch beisov yimalena, he should bring more flour from his house and refill, but Reish Lakish says he cannot, and the mincha is disqualified. So at the cake and tea stand set up right outside the Azara, a man who was mixing oil into a mincha was approached by a kohen asking him for some flour to fill in for a mincha, which became deficient before kamitza. Just as they heard an announcement from inside that even a mincha whose shirayim became deficient between kamitza and haktara can be brought, which reminds us, Amrayim discussed shirayim shechasu ben kamitza haktara, remnants of a mincha which became deficient between the kamitza and the burning of the komets. Yochanan says, makdir komets alehen, one still burns the komets for them, but Reish Lakish says, one may not burn the komets for them. Daf Yud, so the Siman Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. In the minion of right-handed Yidden, minion of Yidden, that must more on Daf Yud. In the minion of right-handed Yidden, where they had woven into the barochas, yad yad l'kamitza, regel regel l'chalitza, ozen ozen l'ritziya, which reminds us, Rav explains, yad yad l'kamitza, the gezer shava of yad yad teaches to require the right hand for kamitza, regel regel l'chalitza, the gezer shava of regel regel teaches to require the right foot for chalitza of a yavama, and ozen ozen l'ritziya, and the gezer shava of ozen ozen teaches to require the right ear for boring the ear of an eved ivri who chooses to remain an eved. So in the minion of right-handed Yidden, where they had woven into the barochas, yad yadul kamitza, regel regel chalitza, ozen ozen l'ritziya, and everyone held up their right hand when the words etzbar kahuna were read from the Torah, which reminds us, Rabbi Baruch Hanna said, kol makom shenemar etzba kahuna eina ela yomin, wherever a finger and kahuna are stated in a pasuk, it means none other than the right hand. This is derived from the Metzora, where the pasuk uses both terms and explicitly requires yomin. However, since the pasuk of kamitza only mentions kohuna, and kamitza with the left hand is possible, Rava clarifies that wherever etzba or kohuna is written, it means to require yamin. So in the minyan of right-handed Yidden, where they had woven into the parochas, yad yadu l'kamitza, regel regel l'chalitza, ozen ozen l'ritzia, and everyone held up the right hand when the words etzba or kahuna were read from the Torah, a member dragged to a left-handed guest that even kamitza of a minchas chota is done with the right hand, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara explains that yad yad teaches that the right hand is required for a kamitza of a minchas chota. Since Rabbi Shimon explained that oil and levon are not placed on this mincha, shaliya karbanum, so that his carbon should not be elegant, one might have thought that his kamitza would also be valid with the left hand. So this drasha teaches otherwise. Daf Yud Aleph. So the siman Daf Yud Aleph is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. At the gold star kamitza course star, that must be more on Daf Yud Aleph. At the gold star kamitza course, where one young kohen got a big gold star trophy for doing a kamitza properly, which reminds me, we learned how kamitza is properly performed. The Gemara relates about kamitza, v'zohi avoda kasha shebemikdash, and this was a difficult avoda performed in the mikdash, in addition to malika and the chafina of Yom Kippur. So, at the gold star kamitza course, where one young kohen got a big gold star trophy for doing a kamitza properly, while another boy doing a strange kamitza with the back of his hand was awarded a gold star trophy for most creative kamitza, which reminds us, Rav Papa asks about several unusual forms of kamitza, including with his fingertips by inserting them into the flower and closing them up to his palm, minat stadim, from the sides, which is pushing the back of his hand into the flower until it poured into his palm from the sides, and mamata lamala, and from the bottom up, inserting his fingers into the flower with the back of his hand facing the flower until he lifted the flower into his hand. So at the gold star kamitza course, where one young kohen got a big gold star trophy for doing a kamitza properly, while another boy doing a strange kamitza with the back of his hand was awarded a gold star trophy for most creative kamitza, a third boy got a big gold star for maintaining a kometz of lavona from the time of kamitza until the haktara, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan says there are three opinions about how much lavona must remain until the kometz is burned. Rabbi Meir holds kometz b'tchil of a kometz b'sof. There must be a kometz of lavona in the beginning during the kamitza and a full kometz at the end at the haktara. Yudo holds there must be a kometz in the beginning, ushnei kratim, merely two particles at the end. And Rabbi Shimon requires a kometz at the beginning and only kor echad, one particle at the end. Rabbi Yochanan explains each tanasaurus. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn how to return the invalid kometz to the original kli without being mekanishit automatically? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn that ain't achil of haktarim at starfin? That intentions for eating and burning do not combine to a gazayis? That's on daf Yidbeis. Good. Number 3. Which stuff does Gemara bring in Malchokas? Whether one can be Makadish flour alone, shemen alone, and lavona alone? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 4. Which stuff you have the question if burning the kometz for shiraim shechasru can affect pigo or remove me'ila? That's on daf Yidbeis. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you discuss if shiraim of a mincha became deficient between the kamitza and the burning of the kometz, whether we then go ahead and burn the kometz? That's on daf Tes. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn? The coin Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara explains that Yad Yad teaches that the right hand is required for kamitza of a mincha's chote. That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you learn that the avodas of mincha perform with intent of chutz lezmano are chayav kores, not chutz limkomo? That's on daf Yidbeis. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you learn that mizrakos can be mekadesh solids? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you discuss what's the status of a mincha shechaser kodem kamitza, a mincha which became deficient before kamitza? That's on daf Tess. Great. And number 10. Which stuff does Gemara bring a malchokas of a chavitik kohen gadol can become kadosh lechatzayin, sanctified in halves in separate kelim? That's on daf Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.